This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, smile. We are almost done with this week. We're cruising into the weekend, and we're going to have a good time as we always do tonight. More fraud talk at some point. I'm not going to get to that yet. There's a couple big things I'm going to knock out first before we start chopping away at other things. So what are these big things? One, new poll out. We have a patriotism problem that is going to turn into stage four cancer for our country if we don't do something about it. We will discuss how we got there, maybe how we can fix it. I'll get to that. I'm going to talk very, very briefly in the opening of the show a little bit about Iran, because I can see it coming. They're telling you it's coming. We'll discuss that. There is, as we've discussed so many times before, a tiny cabal of GOP senators keeping their foot in the door so we can't ever slam it on communism, taking the temperature of the room, why that's important for you, for me, all that, so much more coming up tonight, including a doctor who got himself in trouble, Dr. Poon, all that and more. On the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now. Ask me anything. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. So, it wasn't long ago. My kid, my youngest, he wanted to go to a convention in Houston with his girlfriend. Now, there were parental chaperones, and it's a big group, so I don't want to act like we were just going to send him off on his own with his girlfriend. That's not going to be allowed at the age of 15, but he wanted to go to a convention with his girlfriend. I didn't know that yet, because he hadn't asked that yet. But what he did do, clever little boy that he is over the course of a week, he made three separate references to this really cool convention that was coming in Houston. And he's never mentioned going to a convention in his life. Now, I picked up on it because I recognize myself in that young man. I picked up on it the second time he mentioned something. The first time I thought, well, maybe he saw a billboard or something. The second time I was suspicious. The third time I knew what was coming. Hey, Dad! They've got this really cool thing coming to this convention. Hey, Dad, I heard they're going to have this food truck at their convention. Hey, Dad. And it didn't take a genius to figure out. He was prepping the ground to make the ask of, Dad, can I go with my friends and my girlfriend to this convention? He was prepping me, getting me ready. This is the vice president.
But the principle is very simple. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. If they try to rebuild a nuclear weapon, that causes problems for us. And in fact, we've seen evidence that they have tried to do exactly that. So the president sending those negotiators to try to address that problem, as the president has said repeatedly, he wants to address that problem diplomatically. But of course, the president has other options as well.
Here's the Secretary of State.
I think tomorrow Steve and Jared will be there. I think they're on their way there now, actually. And the president was very clear last night that he always prefers diplomacy. But I want you to understand And everyone should know that Iran poses a very grave threat to the United States and has for a very long time. They are in possession, first and foremost, after their nuclear program was obliterated, they were told not to try to restart it. And here they are. You can see them always trying to rebuild elements of it. They're not enriching right now, but they're trying to get to the point where they ultimately can. The other thing I would point you to, however, is that Iran possesses a very large number of ballistic missiles, particularly short-range ballistic missiles that threaten the United States and our bases in the region and our partners in the region.
Okay. Here was Donald Trump at the State of the Union.
Some terrible people. They've already developed missiles that can threaten Europe and our bases overseas, and they're working to build missiles that will soon reach the United States of America. After Midnight Hammer, they were warned to make no future attempts to rebuild their weapons program, and in particular, nuclear weapons. Yet they continue. They're starting it all over. We wiped it out, and they want to start all over again. And are at this moment again pursuing their sinister ambitions. We are in negotiations with them. They want to make a deal, but we haven't heard those secret words. We will never have a nuclear weapon. My preference is to solve this problem through diplomacy. But one thing is certain, I will never allow the world's number one sponsor of terror, which they are by far, to have a nuclear weapon. Can't let that happen.
Here's Marco Rubio again.
They're trying to achieve intercontinental ballistic missiles. For example, you've seen them try to launch the satellites into space. You've seen them increasing the range of the missiles they have now. And clearly they are headed in the pathway to one day being able to develop weapons that could reach the continental U.S. They already possess weapons that could reach much of Europe, already now, as we speak. And the ranges continue to grow every single year exponentially, which is amazing to me. For a country that's facing sanctions, whose economy's in tatters, whose people are suffering, and somehow they still find the money to invest in missiles of greater and greater capacity every year. This is an unsustainable threat.
Okay. I'm not going to insult your intelligence. You heard what I just heard. What are they doing? That's the president. That's the vice president. That's the Secretary of State. What are they doing? They're doing the same thing my son was doing. Dad, they got this great food truck. Dad, there's a lot of really cool stuff at this convention. They are prepping the ground. I'm not going to spend more than another minute on this and we're moving on, but I am going to say this, and this isn't necessarily for you. This is a warning to the Trump administration. Trump administration knows foreign policy quite well, does foreign policy quite well. However, I want you to be painfully aware of this fact. The American people are not sold yet. Not by a mile. Latest poll numbers just came out about the issues that matter to Americans. You want to hear something sad? It's sad, but it's true. Immigration, border security, it's down in the low teens. You know the one issue people care about right now? In the 40s is affordability, the economy. The American people are putting affordability of their life 10 miles, 1,000 miles ahead of the next closest issue. And the next closest issue ain't Iran either. It's the border and border security. If the intention is to make any kind of war with Iran, that A, had better be sold a lot better than it's currently being sold, because the American people have heard the weapons of mass destruction sell so many times before. I'm not even saying this one isn't legitimate. I know it probably is, but it's been tried before. It has not been sold yet. My normie friends, I'm hanging out with a bunch of them again tomorrow night. We're doing a big couples dinner thing, and I will report to you on Monday. To this day, I've not spoken to a single normie friend of mine who's mentioned the word Iran. Not pro, not former. It's not even on their minds. The American people are not sold yet. And because the American people are not sold yet, they'll be okay with the bombing run, just like they were the last time. They will be okay with lighting up the Ayatollah. They don't care about that. I don't care about that. Screw Iran. I hate Iran. If even one American is killed somehow, some way, however that may be, could be an accident, right? I don't know. Combat's crazy. If even one American is killed before the Trump administration successfully sells this to the American people, Donald Trump is going to get slaughtered politically. Slaughtered. And therefore, the GOP in the midterms will get slaughtered politically. Maybe Iran is the most important thing in the world. Maybe they're 5 seconds away from having a nuclear weapon, which is odd because I was assured that their entire nuclear program was destroyed 5 minutes ago when we went over there. But anyway, maybe they are almost there. Maybe they have their almost nuclear weapons aimed at New York City, LA, Chicago, and everywhere in between. Maybe all that stuff is true. I'm not denying that at all. But what I am most definitely saying is Americans don't care. And if an American gets killed, you have better been sure that you made Americans care before an American dies. All right? We're moving on. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Jewish producer Chris just caught me rubbing my head again during the break. You know, you can watch me do the show. They simulcast it now. So, and many of you do, and you've seen that I rub my head. I never used to rub my head when I had hair. Now that I'm balding and I've had to buzz it down, now I rub my head. And I want you to know it's not a conscious thing that I'm thinking about it, but it very clearly is something where I kind of miss it, and I reach up, and there's just nothing there anymore, and it kind of feels like a little chia pet. What, Chris? It's disheartening. I can't wait till you go bald, Chris. I'm going to laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. All right. Anyway, Chris says he's going to get a rug. You'll never spend the money. You'll never spend the money. It's cheaper to buzz it, Chris. That's my best sell to you. All right. So this, I don't want to focus on something super dark. I'll be honest with you, because I'm in such a great mood and it's Thursday and I'd rather kind of chop away at some emails and bag on the GOP and do other things. But we should probably have a pretty frank discussion about a poll that came out today. Senator Eric Schmidt posted it, but it's a Gallup poll. Eric Schmidt's direct quote, senator from Missouri, great dude, by the way, one of our great senators, said, quote, in the span of just one generation, Democrats went from having pride in America at basically the same level as Republicans to now only one third of Democrats feel that way. Republican numbers have held. What's going on here? And I know you're not looking at the chart, so let me break it down for you in the best way I possibly can. 25 years ago, 2001, what were the numbers? Well, proud to be an American. Republicans are always going to be a little higher than Democrats in that number. 90% back 25 years ago, quarter century, 2001, proud to be an American. The Democrat number in 2001 was 87%. You know how your dad was a Democrat, your grandpa was a Democrat, and you're looking at today's Democrat Party and you're saying to yourself, I don't understand. They're nothing like my dad. He was just a union worker and he was a Southern Democrat and he still went to church. The reason you don't understand is the modern Democrat Party has nothing in common with your father. Nothing at all. Now, maybe your father's too old to realize that and still votes Democrat, but what are they today? Well, Republicans used to be 90. Now they're 92. Democrats used to be 87. Now they're 36. 36. I'm not going to make light of this. We are going to discuss the reasons why. Maybe some solutions for us. Some of them may be hard to hear. But let's get this out of the way right off the bat. thinking long term, not my lifetime. Let's see, I'm 44. I maybe got 25 years left on this earth, I would guess. Just from my family history, that's probably when I'm going to check out. So I'm not talking about me, my life. I'm probably not even talking about my sons. But long term, let's call long term 100 years, 150 years, long term. And I think you would argue, I think you would agree with me that that matters, right? 100 years from now matters. My sons won't still be here 100 years from now, but their children probably will. So we're talking about my grandkids here. 100 years from now, if these numbers continue, we won't be here. Not the way we currently are. As the United States of America, 50 states, the Continental, and then Alaska and Hawaii, and the United States of America that you love and I love, from New York to California, Florida to Washington, and everything in between, sea to shining sea, the country we know will not be here 100 years from now in its current form if where we are now stays where we are. No country of any size, of any economy power, of any military power, no country of any size in the history of mankind has been able to last long term with half the country hating the country. It's not humanly possible. And sadly, and I hate this, I know you love it, and you know I love it. We can't overcome their hatred with our love. It doesn't matter that you love it more than they hate it. If you have a high enough percentage of the country that wants to burn it down, it can't be saved long term. And please hear what I'm saying. We're not going to collapse into civil war tomorrow. It's not going to go away 2 years from now after 2028. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm talking long term. And I care about long term, don't you? I care that there will be a generation, Lord willing, you never know how life works, but a generation, two generations, 10 generations of Kellys who get to live in some semblance of the same country that you and I have lived in. That matters a lot to me. My life? I mean, who's going to remember me? I know you'd be sad when I'm gone, and believe me, but my family will be, but I'm talking long term. Who cares? My life will come and it will go like dust. That's the way it goes. But I do care about generations. I care very deeply about my country and my family. So first of all, let's discuss how we got here and maybe a way where we can try to get us out of it. Before we discuss that, let's discuss relief factor. Pain. Do you have daily aches and pains? Are you tired of giving up things that you enjoy? Maybe you used to go rock climbing, kayaking, pickleball, hiking. Maybe you enjoyed woodworking, playing golf, and now it hurts. So you don't want to do it anymore. I get it. That's what Relief Factor is here for. Relief Factor is the supplement that's going to take the pain out of your life. Your body is fighting that inflammation, and your body is losing. That happens. Your body just needs some support. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. Relief Factor is the support your body's been looking for. Go to relieffactor.com and try it. 3 weeks of it is $19.95. Just try it for 3 weeks. That's all I'm asking. Don't live with pain. Relieffactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't
shoot at the United States. Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. And don't forget tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get all your questions emailed in now. They are coming in fast to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll have fun as we always do tomorrow. Now let's get to the why. 36% of Democrats are proud to be an American. 25 years ago, not long, 25 years ago, that number was 87. What accounts for that? How can you possibly explain that? How did one of the two political parties in 25 years decide the country that gives them a standard of living that is jaw-dropping sucks? It's horrible. Well, there's a lot to it. Well, there are a few main things we're going to focus on. The first one, obviously, is the children, the education system. They did not start in 2001 taking over the education system. They started decades before that taking over not just the teaching profession. That's a very common thing. You find some teacher putting up some video on TikTok about why all Christians should die, and you say all the teachers are bad. What? That's not true. Yes, a lot of teachers are bad. A lot of textbook companies are bad. Have you ever dug into textbook companies at all? Here's a little, I'm not going to do it for you because I want to talk about other things tonight, but here's a little experiment for you if you're one of these detail nerds. I want you to go look up the company Scholastic. Scholastic. You with me? Go look them up. Look up how large they are. Look up the forces behind it, what they believe. Now know that there's a very good chance your child learns from Scholastic books. The teacher teaching your child teaches from Scholastic books. The education system had been occupied or was being occupied, infiltrated, infected by communists for decades and decades and decades and decades. Right about 2001, they finally had taken enough power to unleash it without fear. And let's dwell on this for a moment. It's not just open love of communism that can set your child up for a lifetime of being a Democrat, therefore somebody who hates America. It's not just that your child has to learn as a sophomore in high school that America sucks, slavery. It's not just that. You see, here's what you can do. You take the heroes of America and you muddy them up a little bit. Now let's pause. You also shouldn't worship the people who are heroes of this country. Even guys as wonderful as George Washington and all the others, don't make them out to be gods. They were not. They were men, brave, wonderful men who brought this country into existence, fought for it. Many of them died for it, should be honored. But if I wanted to make you hate America as a child, I don't have to sit down and hand you Mao's little red book and teach you about the greatness of communism. I will if I can, but what if I just told you about how much all your heroes sucked? All your war heroes, all your founders, they were all, did you know he owned slaves? Did you know he was mean to a woman one time? All I have to do was muddy him up a little bit. Well, now, people you admire who built your country, now they're muddied up. Maybe your country is muddied up. Let's fast forward through the school system because we could spend 18 hours on that and talk about the university system, the finishing school. Why is it that you see consistently over and over and over and over and over again, something that cannot be denied because the poll numbers on it are so consistent, there's never even an outlier. The longer you spend on a university campus, the more communist you become. If you never attend a university, the chances you are a blood-red Republican, very, very high. You go for 2 years, you're still probably a Republican. 4 years, oh man, your chances are going way down. You decide to hammer it out for a master's or a PhD, you end up to the left of Pol Pot. How is that humanly possible? The communists in the university system started to get more and more aggressive, purging any right-wing Republican thought that was on the campus and importing hardcore radicals. How hardcore? Well, I actually wrote about this in the book, the one book that I wrote and sold, The Anti-Communist Manifesto. You don't have to buy it, but you're welcome to. But I do a whole chapter on this. I'll tell you this. You know, I had a co-author, Nick Rizzuto. He's my good buddy. He did so much of the research on this. And as I was laying out my thoughts on the education system and things like that, he's putting detail to it. When he started laying out that those old terrorist groups like the Weather Underground in the United States of America, we're talking people who killed cops, people who planned an armed, violent takedown of the United States of America, how many of those 70s radicals are currently teaching Aiden, Jaden, and Braden on college campuses? It would floor you. It blew me away. If you spent your youth sending nail bombs to police officers in the name of communism, you probably make $250,000 a year on a university campus educating the children of Republican parents who have no earthly idea what they sent their son and daughter off to. When we talk about the evils of the university system, that's not being over the top. That is legitimate. How do we have numbers like this? From 87% proud to be American in 25 years, the numbers down to 36. How's that possible? You sent your kid to college. And you didn't vet the college. You know, well, wherever they get in, she's always wanted to go to Pepperdine. It's been her dream. Did you look at Pepperdine? By the way, I haven't looked at Pepperdine. Don't take that as an insult to Pepperdine. Beautiful campus, by the way. Sits up on the cliffs over the ocean. One of the prettiest things I've ever seen. But what if Pepperdine's an evil communist training camp? She's always wanted to go there. Okay. If she always wanted to jump into the gorilla enclosure in the zoo, would you allow her? Because that's what she always wanted to do. Maybe you still think Pepperdine was what it was when you attended in 1980. What if Pepperdine is funded by the communist Chinese now? What if there's a Weather Underground terrorist teaching your daughter about American history at Pepperdine now? The university system, all the way down to K through 12, was taken over in this country. Remember in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination? Do you remember how many teachers got fired and suspended? Why? It's not just that they celebrated the fact that he was murdered. They put up video bragging about it. Remember Big Chungus? That 600-pound wildebeest in Chicago? There's video of it. You go look her up right now. She was on video at a communist protest mocking the death of Charlie Kirk, acting like she was getting shot in the neck. She's got a big neck, too. I knew it as soon as I saw it. Oh, I bet that's a teacher. Yep, teacher. Big Chungus. Probably not her real name, but teacher. We allowed the teaching profession, the textbook profession, the university system to be taken over. And yeah, that's a good point, Chris. She's still employed. They didn't let her go. She's still there teaching children. What do you think she's teaching them about America? We'll continue because there's another aspect to this. How did we get here? We'll continue in a moment. Before we get there, let's talk about personal protection. Because we understand now there's one of the two major political parties who believes in turning violent criminals loose on you. American criminals, foreign criminals. They're everywhere. Every time you turn on the news, there's some woman getting her door kicked in her apartment, getting assaulted in a subway somewhere, getting attacked in a parking lot. What to do? What to do? I don't know about you. I don't have the power to snap my fingers and get all these people out of the country. So you, your son, your daughter, your mom, had better carry something on you that will stop a bad man from doing something terrible to you. Do you have a Byrna compact launcher? Even if, look, hey, maybe you've got a daughter. I don't like guns. Fine. Byrna's not a gun. It's non-lethal. Shoots pepper balls, tear gas balls, kinetic rounds. Hurts bad. It will stop you in your tracks, and it's legal in all 50 states. BYRNA, Byrna.com/Jesse. Take ownership of your protection. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. All right, setting the education system aside, poisoning the minds of Democrats till now we're at the point where 36% are proud to be Americans. We do have to address, well, I'll tell you what, I'll play you something. Here's what I'm about to play you. This is the mayor of New York City. New York City, maybe you love it like I do. Maybe you hate it. Maybe you've never been. But New York City is the most important city on the planet. It is. The power behind it, there's a reason it's where the UN meets. It's just, it's an extremely important city. The most important city in America as well. New York City matters a lot. I'm going to play for you something. And what you're going to hear is the mayor of New York City, and the female voice you're going to hear is one of the congressional representatives from New York City. How do we get to a place where 36% of Democrats aren't proud to be an American? Anyway, let's listen to these two.
Si su hijo o hija está cumpliendo 3 o 4 años en el 2026, usted puede registrarlos gratis en el programa Kinder 3 o Pre-Kinder de la ciudad de Nueva York. Pero debe registrarse el 27 de febrero, que es la fecha límite. Cualquier padre de la familia de la ciudad de Nueva York, sin importar su ocupación, ingreso o estatus migratorio, es elegible para registrar a sus hijos.
That was the mayor of New York City. He was standing by her. He obviously didn't talk. And AOC, in Spanish, telling illegals how to get taxpayer-funded child care. If we're going to talk about how much Democrats hate the country, how few are proud to be an American, we can't have that discussion without discussing how few of them are Americans. I'm going to come back to it over and over and over again, not just because it damaged this country so badly, but because it was so revealing for what the plans of Democrats are. When Joe Biden got installed, Joe Biden was surrounded by communists. He would never had any power at all. You know, the Lisa Monacos, those Olivia Dunn, those people ran the country. What did they do? What were Joe Biden's first executive orders? Opening up the border of the United States of America. And it's not like they just stopped there by throwing open the doors. They did so much more than that. They threw open the doors and then took your money in every possible way. They funded foreigners to flood into this country en masse. And by the way, many of it legal, many of them legal. They said they were refugees when they weren't, handing out citizenship and legal status as fast as they possibly could. Why would they do that? Because Democrats understand if you hate the country, if you have no loyalty to the country, every single person knows which political party you're going to vote for. Foreigners flooding the country en masse, legal and illegal. I'm so sick and tired of loser Republicans. Well, I'm against illegal immigration, but I love legal immigration. No, no more of that either. None. Stop. Tired of it. immigration en masse doesn't suddenly become wonderful because some scumbag politician determines that it's legal. That's not how it works at all. Democrats understand this seemingly so much better than Republicans do. The truth is, you go to some tiny Texas town, 10,000 people, all Americans. They may look different. They may have different backgrounds. Shoot, half of them are probably going to speak Spanish, but some small Texan town, people raised in Texas, 50,000 of them. Where do you think they're going to vote? How do you think they're going to vote? Now, bring in 25,000 people from Haiti and plant them in that town. How solidly red is that town anymore? I didn't tell you anything about anybody's actual values, did I? You already know the answer to the question. How did the Democrat Party in 2001 go from being 87% patriotic to 36% patriotic? Well, maybe because the Democrat Party in 2001 had a lot of Americans in it, and the Democrat Party in 2026 have a bunch of people from click-click land where they still throw spears. Maybe that's the freaking problem. Maybe the problem is we went from Democrats who ate hot dogs to Democrats who eat bananas and rice. Maybe that's the freaking problem. We can't discount it. We can't ignore it. The mass importation of foreigners is central to communist plans for Western civilization. Central to it, which is why you should loudly reject every single Republican who can't seem to stand up against it. And still, you get losers like this. This is the governor of Oklahoma.
Even my Democrat governor colleagues, they're not trying to get illegals here to turn them into voters. I don't believe that's what Democrat politicians are trying to do. And just like Republicans get a bad rap that people think that Republicans don't like immigrants. That's not true. There's some common ground that if we can sit down together, we can figure this out.
That's not the governor of Maine trying to keep a purple seat. That's the governor of blood red Oklahoma. This is a problem. And I want to keep coming back to this point as we'll finish this up here in just a couple minutes, because there's one other thing that honestly, it's going to come back to this governor. There's another thing we have to discuss, but we cannot have a country 100 years from now if half the country's trying to burn it down. If Aubrey wants to burn down our home, I might be able to stop her today and tomorrow and next week. I'll just follow her around with a fire extinguisher and I'll stop her as much as I can. But if I told you Aubrey wanted to burn down the house, am I going to have a house 50 years from now? I think you would acknowledge that's not realistic. Eventually, she's going to burn it down. We cannot save the United States of America if Democrats are trying to put it to the torch because they think it's evil. One final thing on this, and we'll move on to other stuff. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.